Good evening, this is Mark Lynch, and this is Inquiry. My returning guest tonight, I'm excited to talk to her again, is Wei Yan. She's a visual artist who lives in Beijing. Wei, it's a pleasure to talk to you again. It's such a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Yeah, it's my great pleasure, and it's been quite a while since the last time we had a conversation.
I know, and it's interesting looking at your art, because your art just continues to change and evolve. And in the meantime, you've expanded your family. You've had twins.
Yeah, I am. That's like a big change. I think all the changes in my life also add ingredients to my work. That's why I can see all the changes, right?
That's a huge change, though. Giving birth to twins is enormous, and congratulations.
Thanks.
Now, I want to, for people who have not heard us talk before, I want to go back to the beginning of your artwork, okay, just when you started. When did you start drawing? Mm-hmm. What point in your life, were you just a little child when you started to draw, or when?
Yes, I think I always liked drawing, and even when I was 2-3 years old, I still remember the first drawing that I did back then. It was a horrible kind of fairy tale thing. And yeah, just like some point I decided this is something I really want to do in my life later on. So I just kept doing it.
Did your parents encourage you to be an artist? Because most parents don't. Most parents don't want you to be an artist.
I think they kind of saw me just draw all the time. So they encouraged me to take some art lessons.
Oh, good.
But I think at some point in their life, they kind of regret for that decision. So they realize they don't want my life on it.
Wait, that's so common. That's so common. Most artists I interview, their parents, unless they're financially successful, which is not usually never, most of them are going like, you should have been a doctor. You should have done this.
Yeah, for sure. There are like many other things you could do. Why you just pick the most difficult thing?
It's
from the point of view, yeah.
It's interesting. Most people don't realize it's as hard. You're in Beijing, aren't you?
I just moved to Shanghai this year.
Whoa.
Last year. Yeah, 2020.
Was that a big change?
Yeah, it's a huge change. It's like moving in a crazy time, to be honest.
And isn't Shanghai a much larger city than Beijing?
No, geometrically much smaller, but the population is bigger. So the city is much more crowded some way, especially for the center.
Is it good for artists? Is it a good place for artists to be?
I don't really know. People are saying there are lots of going on in Shanghai, but I think the more like commercial parts and maybe more for crossover kind of thing, or more, I don't know, maybe more for design scene. Still, I know majority of artists will choose to live in Beijing, but I think it's a good change because I feel like changing, you know, just can be a very exciting thing and inspiration.
When you moved, do you have a studio that you set up within your house? Do you have a place where you work?
I do, but it's much smaller. It's only like a third of the place I used to work for. So it's only one bedroom that I have now.
Oh, wow.
I guess I just have to cope with that.
Now, the first time we talked, your work was almost looked like pen and ink. It was black and white. They're very sort of manga or comics oriented, but they were very, very strange. Yeah. They're very unusual and unique, which is what I really liked about them. Why did you start doing your artwork like that? What was the appeal?
I think back then, you know, I was young, mm-hmm. and I really like manga. I'm still reading manga almost every day by now. So I was strongly influenced by the pictorial, I mean, their image style of manga, and that's why I started doing like that for quite a bit. And back then, you know, young people just always want to express their personal feeling, their anger, their anxiety, sort of thing. So it's very straight, very straightforward. As time moves on, there are more things that I start to pay attention to, like my life, my, you know, the society and the other kind of thing, my status, my, you know, position as being a female artist. So life, so the style just constantly changing, and to the next level.
One of the things that was a big change in your artwork was the use of color. Can you talk to me about, was it difficult to use color successfully for the first time?
The first time was pretty bad because I chose to use acrylic because I don't really have a large studio. So acrylic became more practical for me back then, and I never done it before. So it was really, really hard. It dried so fast. So to get a smooth blending was really hard, and to get a bright color, it just was like full of difficulties. And I just have to look all the tutorial online kind of self-taught.
Yeah.
To overcome all the difficulties, yeah.
Now, when you're applying color, are you painting or are you using other kind other forms, or are you even using digital to apply color?
I use a lot of digital to make my draft for what kind of color that I want to use or what kind of gradient I want to use.
Oh, yeah.
But mainly just, you know, that's it.
So do you apply color digitally or do you apply it watercolor or acrylic?
I would just first make draft with Photoshop and then everything just done by hand.
Now, when you started to develop your color work, the subject matter of your work became, it's very dreamlike. Do you know what I mean? It's surreal in a strange way. And you also, you always paint women. Why is it important for you to paint women?
Well, I just feel like because being a female, and that's very straightforward to relate to myself, to my identity, and to my personal experience with so many things through a female body and female form. That's why I always pick female figure in my works.
And the female form is really interesting, the way that you paint it, too. It reminds me of, and you may not know this reference, but there's a kind of, from the 1300s, there's in Europe, there are artists like Lucas Cranach and the Northern Renaissance painters who, when they painted women or they did them nude, they did them in a very stylized way, a very mannerist way. And your work reminds me of that. I mean, it has that mannerist aspect to it that is really interesting and magical.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty aware of those artists.
I didn't. How am I to know? Most people I talk to don't know it, so I couldn't assume that you would know it. But is there an influence was there an influence from that kind of a figure of work from that time period?
Yes, I do. In those pictures, I always feel like, you know, I traveled to Europe several times and really enjoy visiting the museum and churches. So all those religious art and portrait art
kind of
find really interesting somehow. And the way they exaggerate human bodies also very interesting. Yep. I mean, it's just really weird way, hard to express.
Do you like older European art or more modern European art?
I like the older ones because there's lots of story to it. Just look at the history already, add up so many information into it.
Yes. So you like something that has...
So it's a contemporary.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me? Say it again.
I do like modern art and contemporary art. It's all very inspiring, but you don't really feel the gap, you know, because you're in it. You're in the time, so you know what they're trying to say. But with the old work, you do have to read lots of information to understand it. That's why I find it more interesting.
That's why I like art from that time period, too, because you can't just look at the painting and understand it. You have to understand the context of the times and a lot of times what the symbolism is of the time, too. That's what you're talking about, right? Yeah. Now, blue is a big color for you. Talk to me about why blue is important for you.
I think it's just personal preference. I always like blue, even when I was a little child. It's like kind of instinct thing. I just like it. For clothes, I also like blue, too.
It's not just any blue. It's a weird, sort of subdued blue. It's not a bright blue. It's sort of a quiet blue.
Yeah.
How would you describe the blue?
Yeah.
What does that blue remind you of?
kind of peaceful thing to me. I don't know. It's just hard to say. I just feel very comfortable physically and mentally when I look at blue color.
Huh. Now I'm going to talk to you about the symbolism in your art. There's a lot of animals and plants in your art, too. Yeah. Do you feel really close to the natural environment?
Actually, not that close, because I feel like I grew up in a big city.
Yeah, you're an urban person. You're an urban artist.
Yeah.
So do these the animals have traditional Chinese symbolism? Is that, or is it personal symbolism?
I would say kind of in between, because when you look at traditional Chinese art, they always use plants, animals to represent something.
Right.
Kind of identical or something behind it, some symbolic meaning behind it. That's why I try to use that, because I want to create my own kind of language to have a hidden meaning behind my work.
Your work seems very symbolic, and it's not easy to figure it out. What do you want the viewer to do? You want the viewer to try to just figure it out in their own mind? What it means, and therefore it's what it means to them?
Yeah, I think so. That's the better way, because when your work is done, it's done. And I can not really control people's minds. They can just have their own story.
Yep, I totally understand. You're also big on overlaying figures, and so that your bodies sometimes have a translucent look to them. Can you talk about that a little bit? Talk about that.
I think that would be the influence from the digital technology that I've been using. You know, we kind of use Photoshop all the time. And one most important feature from Photoshop is layering. And suddenly you find it's so easy to create those translucent layers over, I mean, above each other. So I kind of feel like that kind of style is very hard to say, how to say it. It just feels so relevant to my personal experience, if you like.
Okay.
Kind of grew up with digital, you know, and that's why I pick it.
It's
very difficult to do it with hand, because it kind of just messed up. Because I don't really have a clear sketch underneath, which I can just lay all the color on top of it. Yep. So it just become really difficult to draw layer by layer.
They look very the works are very built up. There are many, many layers to it. It's almost like you're looking at several translucent sheets, one over the other. And that's one of the cool things about the work. That's one of the things I really enjoy about the work and what makes it unique. Mm-hmm. You also put a lot of body parts in it. There's pelvises and stuff like that. So there's a lot of awareness of the internal parts of your body, is there?
I guess it's like dark stuff. It's sort of a weird personal interest.
So it's dark stuff?
Yeah, it's really weird personal. Yeah.
Okay, so you don't feel comfortable talking about it.
I'm fine. I feel like lots of people in common, you know, like horror movie. I like visiting museum about science and, you know, medical kind of thing. And I really like medical illustration from the past. Yeah.
Oh, I love medical illustrations from the past. And the old
cool.
I know the old anatomy books and stuff like that. They're really, really fascinating. They're really interesting. And they actually did stuff. There was an old anatomy book that you could flip over, and it had translucent layers. So you could flip over and see, like, it was on a clear sheet. It was painted on that, and then you could see the next layer down and the next layer down and the next layer down. So that I see in your work, too. Is there an erotic part of your work, too?
A little bit, but not too much.
Okay. Okay. Mm. Now, you sent me two recent works. One looked enormous. It looked like a Chinese scroll that I've seen in museums that you sort of unrolled. It was all these figures on a long background, and there were dragons on either side, and there were, what were the circular things that were on either side too?
Looks like the symbol for sun and moon.
Okay. And the, yeah. Was that a tradition?
So the ribbon represents for the sun and the rubber represents for the moon. That's from the Chinese mythology.
And the dragon, obviously the dragon is too. The dragon is a symbol of water and longevity and a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and but, also the four dimensions, like east, west, sort of this, sort of like tiger resting for the west, dragon for the east, that kind of thing. Yeah. And then you got turtle, and then you got like some kind of phoenix, yeah.
You're listening to WICN 90.5 FM. This is Inquiry. My name is Mark Lynch. My returning guest tonight for the third time is Wei Yin. She's a visual artist who now lives in Shanghai.
Hello.
Wow. Busy city in Shanghai. When I went to your website, and you know what? Give out your website right now so people can look at your work while we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, give out the website. What is it?
Huh?
Oh, you know, like www.
Yeah, webeyond.com.
That's spelled W-E-I, beyond.com.
Yeah.
www.webeyond. Yeah. And people should really go there to look at your work because they'll have no idea what we're talking about unless they see your work.
Yeah.
Because your work is so unique. It really is. Now, you've shown your work, right?
Yeah, I have done several solo shows and many group shows.
What was the response to the shows?
I think people's response are takes time for them to understand. It's so different from their used to see, I think.
So were there people who bought work?
Yeah, and people who bought work and people who didn't purchase.
Yeah, but that's true of every show. Every show, there's only a few people that buy work, and then the rest of them are just sitting there going, I don't understand what I'm looking at, and it's too weird. Let me talk to me about other artists in your area. If I was to ask you artists in either in Beijing or Shanghai that you really like, what artists would be like the top five artists that would come to your mind?
It's just so hard to say because they're changing from time to time.
And you don't want to slight anybody. But who's like some of your favorite artists?
My favorite artist. I can only remember my favorite shows from the past year.
Okay.
Yeah. It's always been really difficult. Yeah, I do like one of my favorite artists in all times, Grayson Perry.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's not Chinese. I mean, I know you probably won't be talk about my peers.
Well, simply because in the United States, we have no idea of what the contemporary art scene is in China. And so it's always helpful to hear artists' names so that people could go look up their work online and stuff like that. But, I mean, is there a community?
I've got a couple of friends' work that I really like. The one artist is really easy to find him. He's quite famous. He just done a collaboration with Louis Vuitton recently. I saw from his social media.
Yeah.
And his name is Zhao Zhao, so very easy to find him.
How do you spell that?
Z-H-A-O.
Okay. Okay. So does he have a website?
I don't really know, because we only talk through... I don't really think he has a website. Maybe he only uses social media like Instagram and other things.
Now, going forward in your work, and by the way, when you print out your work, how big is your work? Like when I saw the big scroll, I thought it was going to be like 6 feet long if you printed it out.
That's 2 meters, a little bit more than 2 meters, like 2.5.
Whoa. Like that. So that's about 6 feet. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So have you printed it all out? Have you like, and so framed it and put it on a wall?
No, not yet. That one, I haven't really decided what it's going to be. You look at final. So with that one, I'm going to try with cyanotype.
Yep.
You know, the privilege to do with cyanotype is that you can create texture from nature environment. So I haven't decided that layer yet. So that's the main reason I'm still waiting for the mind to be, the idea to be fully matured.
Now, you've also projected your work on a screen, haven't you?
Not very often. Yes, I did a couple of times.
I saw that because there's slides on your website, and it looks like you're projecting your work on a screen. Is that what I was?
Yeah, that's a multimedia work that I did a long time ago.
When you say multimedia, so there was a projection. Did you also read things or have songs or sounds in the background?
Yeah, I have projector to project image on large buildings, and I also work with a friend who's really good programmer. He designed everything, write all the digital things, the program for this thing, because it kind of interaction video, that installation.
Huh. Now, would you like to do more multimedia art as you go along?
I would love to, but it just costs a lot of money.
Yeah, it does.
It has to be sponsored.
Right. You need a museum or a gallery to sponsor you. What's the gallery scene?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the gallery scene in Shanghai? Is it good? Is there a lot of galleries that you can try to show in?
I'm still relatively new to Shanghai. The museum scene here is better than Beijing, because Beijing is more like government control, so you have all the freedom to show whatever you want to do. So there are a lot more cool shows in the museum in Shanghai. But gallery scene, I think it's pretty good for international galleries, but for local gallery, I think Beijing is probably better than Shanghai.
Is the gallery system the same as it is here in America, that there's a lot of small independent galleries and you have to sort of visit each gallery or hope that they discover you to show your work?
I think China has a very different scene, art scene, with the rest of the world. Non-profit gallery doesn't last very long. They were a lot more in the past, maybe say 10 years ago, but they're a lot less now.
So what's the future of an artist, though? So what do you hope to do within the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I want to put together another solo show after having children. So it's time for me to work. And I do hope I can finish something that put together a solo show next year.
But obviously having two children, though, makes that harder than it used to be.
Yeah, this is a lot harder.
See, I've raised kids. I know. I had one son, and having the idea of having twins is amazing to me. I think that's like a full-time craziness. It's just like amazing.
It is a full-time craziness. I got lots of help from my son. Like my mom usually stay here all the time to help me out. And I also hire a nanny, which is also a privilege and pretty affordable in China. Otherwise, it's impossible for me to work. Now I have probably like 3 hours a day. That's the most I can find.
Oh, that's good. Wait, that's really a lot of time. I mean, a lot of artists here have to work another job full time in order to make ends meet. Most artists here don't make a living doing their work. They sell the occasional piece, but they have to do another job. They have to teach or they have to work. You know, some are gardeners, some are doing all sorts of things. And so having 3 hours a day, that's good time.
Yeah, it is good. And I think I'm pretty lucky.
You are. You're lucky. No, that's not a bad deal at all. Are you ever going to try to show in the United States?
I would love to. But maybe in the future when I move to the States. We do talk about moving to the States for the next 3 years or something like that. So maybe that's achievable by then.
That's a big move. Where would you like to move in the United States?
I don't know. I'm still waiting for my husband's kind of plan. He wants to move to Denver.
Oh, have you been there yet?
I've been there a couple of times.
Denver's really nice. You don't like the ocean, though? You don't want to like live in San Francisco or something like that?
I don't really have strong feeling, to be honest.
Well, if you
move... I prefer to live someplace warm, but I guess Denver is not very warm.
No, Denver's not warm. So you want to move to like Los Angeles or or maybe, I don't know. Massachusetts, we have snow and it gets cold, but if you live near the coast, it's not that bad at all. Plus, there's a lot of galleries. Like, if you moved here, yeah. we could try to get your art shown somewhere around here. That would be great.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
I definitely looking forward to check on the happen.
So does your husband really like the big outdoors? Denver's like one of these cities that's, you know, it's for people who like to ski and like to hike and like to do all sorts of weird stuff because you're in the Rocky Mountains. So
I think we talk about the outdoor stuff all the time, but basically together we're just indoors. So I don't know if we're an outdoor person just in our mind or a really outdoor person where in a nice city.
Well, Seattle's good. Seattle is on the West Coast, so you're not going to be that far from flying back and visiting relatives in China. And
I've never been to Seattle.
Seattle's good. It doesn't get snow. It gets a lot of rain. There's a big art scene there. There's a huge art scene in Seattle. It's filled with artists and poets and all sorts of other things. I'm thinking about moving to Seattle. So it's like, I would recommend Seattle more than Denver. More than Denver. So,
Yeah.
Denver's full of cowboys.
I think one of the main reasons he wants to move there because he got a whole family living there. Probably easier for him. But for me, it makes no difference.
I think the art scene is better in Seattle. Think about convince him about Seattle. And we'll talk. And let me know what's going on. If you come east, we can meet up.
I got it.
Well,
you can
travel.
That up.
Well, we're out of time, Wei. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you again. And I really, really enjoy your new work. I think your new work is fantastic. And I keep making large work like that scroll because that was fascinating. Yeah. That was really, really, I'm still poring over it and looking at all the details. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on that. Thanks for the interview.
Oh, I hope we can talk again. And if you come to the States, obviously we'll talk again. My returning guest tonight has been Wei Yan, visual artist who now lives in Shanghai. You're listening to WICN 90.5 FM. This is Inquiry. My name is Mark Lynch. Good night.